Oh, he was a very musical man, you know. He liked to play his organ, and he had his bells all round them. They were mostly clock bells, you know, different chimes. And then he had his stones. They were stones, he got them mostly out of the beck. And they all had a different sound. And then he had them on their edges, you see, like this sort of thing. And he used to beat them with his wooden hammer, just to make it, he could get a nice tune out of them. They were quite tuneful, but he was very peculiar. He had a job to get him to play them, you know. He was take a bit of ticing. "Oh, I can't play them," he would say. "I can't do this, I can't do that." If you got him persuaded to do it, he very nicely could do very well. And he was getting on in years, of course, when I knew him. He was getting quite an old man.
Did he ever play for you then?
Well, just odd times, but you had a struggle to get him to do that. When I lived at Crackpot Hall, I used to take him a rabbit sometime. We had a lot of rabbits there, you know. He used to like one to eat. And I used to take him one over, and I took him over one night, and I said, "Now, you get this rabbit on conditions, you play me a tune." "Oh, I can't play," he says. "I can't. Gramophones has done me," he says. They've done me out of my business. It's gramophones. He's always thinking that gramophones had played him out, you see. However, with a bit of ticing, I got him to play me a tune. I says, "If you don't, you don't get the rabbit. I'll take it to Ruth." There was an old lady just above. I said, "I'll take it to Ruth, if you don't play." So down he sat and he played me the Hallelujah Chorus, which is a very friend of a big, like a big favourite of his. And he played it very well. Otherwise, he was a man mostly on his own. He didn't have many friends particularly. He had a little bit of land. He had a field and a couple of cows and a few sheep. And he used to look after them fairly well. And made a living out of it. He was a man that would be fairly well off, fairly well to do. He had some property, he had some land as well. He would get the rent off that, you see. He would be able to live all right that way. But otherwise, he was a very one-man band. He couldn't join in with anybody else very much.
So you remember one occasion when he went to sell his sheep, didn't he?
Oh, yes, he used to take his sheep to Hawes Market, you know, and he was coming down into Thwaite, down that bank one day, and he met a dealer going up, and he asked him how much he thought they would make when I get to Hawes, how much will I get for them? And this fellow thought, he would value them fairly high for him, and he gave him a certain value, and he says, "Well, now I'll tell you, I'll not go through Thwaite, I don't like going through Thwaite." He says, I'll let you have them, you can have them. And he got them, but they were too high priced, you know. He's very cute that way, very cute man.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he was a musical genius in any way?
Oh yes, music was his main thing. It was his main item was music. As long as I knew him, he was always very musical, very keen on his band and his bells. That's as far as I know about him, really.
Thank you very much.